How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.
The Detroit Lions get a win today at home up against the Commanders. And now joining us live from Detroit is a member of the Lions defense. And that, of course, is Charles Harris. Charles, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, all good. All good. Glory to God. Thank you.
Well, take me through the rush that you had that forced that safety early on in the game. What did you see going, and what ended up working well for you on that play?
We just knew that they was in a crucial situation, where they, had to try to get a chunk yard, get up out of the situation and backed up in, and, to ball hike. And yet at that point, it's just rush mode. So
you guys got out to a 22-0 lead. What did you see from not only your offense but your defense that had so much success early on in that game?
Yeah, I mean, just relentless, really a relentlessness, on the back end, the corners, safety, they're just covering the linebackers. They're just doing a great job. Guys on the interior doing a phenomenal job of just standing in their gaps and just, playing sound technique. And I think that's the greatest thing. Even when we got up, everybody's been trying to, remain to do their job. Nobody's trying to be a hero or, trying to close the game out, nothing like that. So just great team camaraderie, offensively, defensively, and also special teams. Everybody, playing complimentary football.
Charles Harris here with us. The Lions get a 36-27 victory over the Commanders today. Aiden Hutchinson in his second NFL game had 3 sacks. What did you see from your teammate today? What a performance.
Yeah, I mean, he do it every day in practice. So it's not a surprise. It's just one of them things where it's like, you're just not surprised. You're really not. He's a great player, phenomenal individual. And, he's a lot of play ball. He really does.
You've been a first-round pick before going back to 2017 when the Dolphins did take you. Aiden Hutchinson, the second overall pick in the NFL draft. Seeing what he's doing at such an early age, just what's impressed you the most since you're around him day in and day out?
Really just his veteran leadership. He's like I said before, first got here, I'll say he's not a rookie. He's really not. And it might be his rookie year, it might be early on, but, man, he takes care of himself, in a veteran-like way, and he treats the game right. He doesn't respect the game. He doesn't try to cheat the game. He loves the game of football. And he puts in his work day in and day out, so the things that he reap out there, the seeds that he sowed throughout the week, it's nothing more than just, him reaping his harvest on the weekend. And it's just incredible to see him develop as a player, as a man. And, man, I'm just glad to be along and be, part of the journey with him.
We know Amon-Ra St. Brown's a heck of a player. He showed that last year. The first two games have been unbelievable. 9 receptions today, 116 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I guess that's another thing that isn't a surprise to you with someone that's being there day in and day out.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, he's another guy on his team. Shout out to Brad and, the whole, scouting staff who did a great job with him. I mean, when he first got in the camp, his last year, he was just different. I mean, he really was different. He started leading. He was leading on the jug machine. He was leading, on and off the field, silent, real silent, but at the same time, he was leading wide receiver core. And it's not a surprise. It's really not a surprise. And nothing more than blessed to work him. And, man, I'm just great to see. I want to see the way he finishes out the rest of this year. And, man, high hopes for him and for Hutch and just for all the young guys that we have who are really coming along at a phenomenal pace.
Charles Harris, before we let you run, we saw you guys on Hard Knocks. We got a glance of last year from Dan Campbell as well. Just describe what it's like to play for one Dan Campbell.
Oh, man, it's just incredible. It really is. I'm just so thankful and grateful to be a part of this team and, be selected to come back on this roster and, be a veteran to these guys. And, last year I kind of rolled out the foundational year, and, man, it's just incredible to see, things that Dan talked about last year when he first got here about, we got to plant our seeds and, we're going to reap our harvest later. It's just incredible. It feels good to finally see that, to start to see the fruit of our labor. And not to say that we didn't see it last year, but, at this point in time, new team, we're a better team, and, man, we just got great guys, great coaches, and just, entire building just, all on the same page. And I think you couldn't have nothing more as a player than just an entire building organization that's all following, the leadership of one man and believes in his hope and believes in his dream. And we make his dream our dream. We don't want to do anything more than as players make him proud and, make our families proud and make ourselves proud. So, and obviously God.
Charles Harris, heck of a performance today. Nice win up against the Commanders. We appreciate the time.
All right, take care. Thank you so much.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt. And that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Fantasy football leagues are won on the waiver wire and with trades and with savvy starter sit decisions. The Fantasy Football Today podcast will help you along the way with the best advice on how to manage your team and dominate your league. With 8 episodes per week, Fantasy Football Today is the only resource you'll need. Start sit, grade the trade, fantasy cops to settle your league disputes, and so much more. Check out Fantasy Football Today, anywhere podcasts are found.